Joshua Redman on the soprano saxophone, One Shining Soul on 88.5 KPLU and streaming online at kplu.org. My name's Abe Beeson. It is a very special night once again on Evening Jazz. It's School of Jazz night. We've got a guest DJ who's picked all the songs for the 8 o'clock hour, and that is Carlos Eni, the outstanding saxophone player from Interlake High School out in Bellevue, and we are thrilled to have you here, Carlos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And tell me about the first time you started getting excited about music. Was it pre-jazz, the first time that music got exciting for you?
So I think it was way back in second grade, something like that, where our family got we inherited our first like upright grand piano, and I learned how to plunk a few tunes on that. Then we got this electric keyboard where the keys light up and you could like play programmed songs. One of them was like an Irish folk song, I think it was. And so I learned the notes on it. And then I eventually figured out that if you switched like where you put the notes on the keyboard, basically a key change, that you could actually make the song sound the same, but it would be slightly different. And then so I thought I was like this innovative musician who's going to change the face of the world. And then I wrote out like a way to change the notes, like you'd move C up to F, and I thought I was so cool. And then I realized, oh, it's just a key change. And there's 11 more keys I could do it with.
Carlos Eni live here on KPLU tonight with all his own picks. And you mentioned a couple of terrific modern jazz players, Joshua and Michael Brecker. But yeah, you also know about the heavy hitters of the past, and we're going to hear from one of them now. Why did you pick Hank Mobley for us to hear?
Hank Mobley was introduced by a bassist that I played with a while ago. And he told me to check out this solo because apparently he didn't think I could swing or something like that. And so I listened to it and I transcribed it and I loved it. And so I thought I might as well include something kind of from that style in my playlist.
Fantastic. Carlos Eni is here. We're going to talk more about transcription in a little bit, so stick around. Hank Mobley now with Remember on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
softer music I found in doing research and listening, music like jazz, it's music based on fear.
Yeah.
The fear, what are they so scared of?
88.5 KPLU.
Listening to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU, streaming online at kplu.org. I'm Abe Beeson, and with me tonight, our special School of Jazz guest DJ, Carlos Eni, a saxophone player from Interlake High School, picked that one. Drummer Brian Blade in The Fellowship with a tune called Stoner Hill. We got Snarky Puppy in there, a song called Like a Light, and started off old school with Hank Mobley on Remember. Carlos, we were talking before we started the show about some of your extracurricular activities outside of school, playing jazz and arranging. Well, you explain what you're doing.
I think it was about 3 years ago. I started looking on YouTube and I found that people take video game music and then they record themselves playing it on like whatever instrument they play. And I realized that, oh, I could probably do this too. So I started off pretty simple with just me playing a song on piano. Over time with the like introduction of jazz and transcription, it grew into like a big production in which I take a video game song, I transcribe the melody and get the chords down, and then I rearrange it so it sounds like it wasn't from a game ever. My goal is to make people think that this song was never associated with a game. And then when you tell them that it was, they're like mind blown, because people associate video game music with not being real music. And my goal is to challenge that, because it's definitely some like of the best music out there.
Fantastic. And you were saying you play piano and you also play drums?
I can kind of play drums. I mean, enough to get myself through a concert. For YouTube or all that stuff, I program drums using MIDI and all that stuff. And it's taken a long time for me to get used to that, but I can program a good Art Blakey groove, or I could attempt at a Brian Blades solo, but probably not much more than that.
And where can people find these? These are on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/insaneintherainmusic.
Insane in the Rain. Ooh, I like that too. We're going to put a link to Carlos's YouTube channel on the School of Jazz page. So feel free to check that out when you get a chance and listen to jazz versions of video game songs. It's fantastic stuff. We're going to get back into the jazz that you've picked for us. Our guest DJ selection up next, Michael Brecker. What do you find compelling about Michael Brecker?
I love how Michael Brecker is so humble about everything he does. And he's just a normal dude who practices a ton. It just really shows that if you put a bunch of effort into something and practice it, that you'll really get somewhere. And I think Michael Brecker is the perfect example of that. You hear him play one note and you know, oh, that's Michael Brecker. There's nobody else like him.
And we're going to get right into it with a great record, Tales from the Hudson, which features Pat Metheny on guitar. This is Midnight Voyage on Carlos Ini's KPLU School of Jazz guest DJ slot on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. The way Marge spends some of her leisure time, she's learning to play the piano. She's getting a lot of pleasure from her own accomplishment, and she's acquiring a skill that will help her socially.
88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman blown saxophone Stop This Train from his recent record Walking Shadows on 88.5 KPLU's Evening Jazz, streaming online at kplu.org. Hiromi, piano and electric keys for Now or Never. We started with Michael Brecker playing Midnight Voyage. I'm your host, Abe Beeson. Evening Jazz, a very special edition tonight with guest DJ Carlos Eni, a saxophone player out of Interlake High School. Carlos, not only a fantastic sax player, but also a recording artist. Carlos, tell us about the record you made.
So the work of my album started back, I think, in 2004 when Nintendo first released a game called Pokemon Emerald, or the series is Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. And I played the hell out of that game, to be honest. I was totally obsessed with it, and I loved it so much. And then this year, Nintendo announced that they were remaking the games. And so I decided to take some of the tracks from that album. I took about 10, and then I chose to turn them into sort of like jazz standards, basically. And I arranged them and then recorded everything. And I remember nights of me in my office just sitting there with a sweaty back against my chair programming drums meticulously.
And you got it on a label?
I worked with a company called Louder, which a friend of mine runs. They're the distribution company for sort of independent cover artists like me. So they took my music and then we basically released it independently.
Fantastic.
My album, I think, is probably the thing that I'm most proud of doing in my musical career.
And it's a career that's just beginning. Pretty impressive stuff from Carlos Eni, our special guest DJ, School of Jazz guest DJ. We've been hearing a lot of Joshua Redman from Carlos, and we've got more next. Another from his record, Freedom in the Groove. Three songs tonight. You really dig this guy.
The first tune I think I heard from him was Hide and Seek from Freedom in the Groove, and that's hearing his control over the instrument and how he could manipulate it to do whatever he wanted. That was incredible to listen to as a developing saxophone player. I had previously heard Michael Brecker, and I didn't realize that you could combine his technical, like Brecker's technical facility, with sort of a less harsh, kind of smoother tone, and it just sounds so awesome put together.
And Joshua can really play in different styles, too.
He's an incredibly flexible player, I think, because he plays soprano and alto and tenor. He's just so great at everything he does, and he has such commanding control of the instrument, especially altissimo register, that it just impresses me every time I listen to him.
Well, let's hear him. Here's Joshua Redman with Home Fries on KPLU.
Thank you.
Little Light of Mine, the Dan White Sextet on 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Joshua Redman blowing sax, home fries. I'm Abe Beeson. Carlos Eni is our guest DJ this hour, a fantastic saxophone player for the Interlake High School Jazz Band in Bellevue. You can get more info on Carlos at schoolofjazz.org. Some really cool stuff there from the Dan White Sextet. Carlos, tell me about that one.
This group is from Ohio, I think. And then this album that it's from called Play is just a bunch of, like, children's songs, like Ring Around the Rosie, Pop Goes the Weasel, and This Little Light of Mine. Taking those and arranging them into sort of modern jazz styles, it sounds awesome, and it's such an innovative way of approaching jazz.
Yeah, it is. Terrific. Thanks for bringing that one in, Carlos. You've already accomplished so much in music at a young age. Do you think you'll go into the music business after school?
I'm more interested in a studio kind of thing, like recording or kind of arranging music for people as opposed to being a performer. I'm not a big fan of the gigging situation in which people have to, you know, move around the country or go on tour and leave behind their families and people that they've associated with to go and play music. I mean, it sounds fun, but it just doesn't really fit my personality.
I can see your point.
For a while now, I've been pretty obsessed with microphones and just everything about them, and recording is definitely something that I would like to get into, just because it's such a cool thing to be able to work with musicians and be able to record them and set them up for live or studio productions.
Outstanding. Very cool. Oh, geez, look at the clock. Carlos, so sorry we're out of time. Let's hear one more of your picks. Who is this next band?
So this last selection, I believe it's pronounced Adansonia, is by Moonbow Music. And they're pretty much an unplugged kind of group. They take songs from the game called Final Fantasy, which is really well acclaimed for its music, composed by Nobuo Uematsu. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if these guys had ever made a studio album. Turns out they've released a few. And so this song is sort of got a Brazilian vibe, which you totally wouldn't expect from a Japanese band. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics are in Japanese too, which is even more of like a cultural contradiction, which is, I guess, really shows how genres can kind of be changed when they go into different cultures. And I think that's a really cool thing, especially for this kind of music and for jazz in the future.
What a great sentiment to end on. Carlos Eni, sax player with the Interlake High School Jazz Band, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me as a DJ. It's been awesome to be here.
And you can find more info on Carlos and check out his YouTube channel and all of our guest DJs at schoolofjazz.org. And here is Moonbow Music with Adansonia on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Worley, streaming at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.